Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mike Stoller's here. Mike's a good friend, longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top authorities on leadership and communication. He's the co-founder and president of E Pluribus Partners. He's the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, also Connection Culture, which is an awesome book, and he's our good friend. Mike, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Good to be with you.
It's great to have you back. So, Michael, the one of the things that we've had to learn as our workforce is dispersed to the burbs and to their homes, we've had to become better communicators than ever before, haven't we?
Well, we have, just to get the team moving in the same direction and to keep people motivated and energized.
Well, and to keep them connected to the hive. I mean, to keep them, the reports I get from CEOs is they're so impressed with how well their people have done under the circumstances. But as this drags on, you got to believe if you're not doing a good job of communicating, leading, That these connective management connective tissues are going to start fraying a little bit. What do you think?
Well, that's definitely the case. I think as the pandemic goes on, we're starting to see more signs of mental health problems are coming up in the research, and people are just becoming testier. And no surprise, we've been to a large degree locked in more than we're used to. Mm-hmm. And I think it's only going to get tougher over the winter and in the spring. I don't know about you, but I get that burst of energy in the spring, and I'm ready to get out and do things.
Right,
and
right.
It's going to be harder this year. But I think one of the things for leaders, for business owners to keep in mind right now is that you read the news, and my wife calls it doom scrolling. online news.
Yeah,
and it can weigh you down, and it's weighing a lot of people down. So one of the things we have to do is cast a vision to help people have a realistic view and an optimistic view of the future, and there is that case there. When you look at the way I think of it, Jim, is the end of the pandemic is in sight. Most people don't know this, but we have 13 late-stage, large-scale vaccines, going through the process now. Two have been approved. Well, the Pfizer one is really out. Others are really close.
They've already vaccinated some people in England, in Great Britain.
Yes, right. Yeah, and so the Pfizer one is already out there, being administered. And there are many coming right behind it. And in addition to that, there have been therapies like proning and use of dexamethasone that have reduced the risk of death. So there's a lot to be optimistic
about. Well,
there's another
thing. I mean, the doctors are telling us, and these are the true practitioners, not the political folks. They're telling us we know 1,000 times more about how to treat this than we did 9 months ago. And not only that, I mean, far fewer people are dying from this percentage-wise than number one than we thought, and number two than was the reality 6 months ago.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, they can treat people. The challenge right now is just hospital capacity. In some areas, hospital capacity is, reaching a critical level where there are not going to be beds and capacity available to treat patients who are coming in. So it's going to require some tough calls. But anyway, the bottom line is the end of the pandemic is in sight. The next 6 months are probably going to be challenging, but then things are going to open up after that, and we have to keep people
in sight. But is that good news? Does that sustain us? Are you saying that just having the good news, especially something we think we can believe, is that enough to lift our spirits and to give us a little surge, give us a kick here as we head toward the end of this thing?
Well, part of it depends on your personality. I'm an optimist, but a realist too. And I think there is a case for optimism, and that we are, you know, the end is in sight. We just have to really support each other through the next 6 months. And that really leads to my second point, is we can't go through this alone. We really need to pull together. You know, this is not a time for lone rangers. It really is a time for, you know, one of the things we say is human connection is the force that separates a dog-eat-dog culture, where, you know, mm-hmm. you start to get stressed out and things get nasty. And the dog-eat-dog culture can tear people in your business apart. But if you pull together and support one another and encourage one another and, you know, show some kindness and, you know, try to lift people's spirits, then that, you know, that becomes, transforms a dog-eat-dog culture into a sled dog team that pulls together.
Well, and this is something that I've been trying to talk about lately, and I'm working on a column about this, and it's a term that you used a minute ago, or at least the root of the term, and that's civility. You know, the seed of our relationships is trust. The thing that makes it possible is trust, and the major fruit of trust is civility. And we still have a civilization, but we've allowed our civility to fray. How do we get that back, Mike? That to me, if somebody said, okay, let's all get together and let's try to get along better, where do we start? I would say, how about we just be more civil to each other? Just do that. What do you think?
I think, you know, it starts with ourselves. And one of the things we can do is make sure that, you know, we can't give what we don't have. So if we're not in, you know, if we're in a foul mood, that spreads to others. And so making sure that we're taking care, you know, self-care, that we're getting some exercise, getting out. You know, I go for long walks, just take a break and get out and go for a walk, and that really helps me a lot. But other things, you know, prayer, meditation, healthy diet.
But we also,
you know, in this environment,
Mike,
we need more
I agree
sleep.
With all that, but we also have to say, okay, but wait a minute. How am I impacting others? Self-analysis, how does my behavior impact others? And if you're a leader and you're not paying attention to your attitude, you could be having an effect that you don't like, that you don't want on your people. And I want to talk about this some more with our good friend Michael Steller after the break. Mike, I need your website, please.
Connectionculture.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And that's also the title of one of his books. But right back after the break with Michael Stollard, Jim Blasingame. 20 after, stay with us.
I don't care where it goes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.